As we all know, West Virginia has been hit very hard by the opioid epidemic. Drawing great attention to the needs of those with substance use disorders, the need for increased prevention strategies, and the need for greater control of the opioid supply. But this traditional triad of treatment, prevention, and interdiction often overlooks the collateral damage addiction has on various community members and the needs of those people in coping with the ravages of addiction around them. This collateral damage is why our College of Education and Human Services team, composed of Dr. Sarah Anderson, Dr. Jessica Troilo, and me, Frankie Tack, chose to research the impact of the opioid epidemic in schools, particularly on teachers. Our goal was to understand the attitudes, knowledge, characteristics, and perceptions of teachers in a high opioid impact state. We were particularly interested in whether teachers are experiencing classroom challenges stemming from the behaviors of students who are living in homes with addiction, how well-equipped teachers feel to manage the needs of these students, and the emotional impact this may be having on teachers. To examine these areas, a questionnaire was sent to all public school teachers in West Virginia, asking them about their experiences over the past school year. We received over 2,700 responses representing 54 of the 55 West Virginia counties. We also collected qualitative data from teachers' written comments, phone calls, and emails. The study revealed that the opioid epidemic has indeed had a great effect on teachers in the classroom. 70% of teachers reported an increase in the number of students impacted by addiction in the home. 90% of teachers reported not feeling confident in knowing how to support children with parents or caregivers who use substances. And many teachers reported low confidence in managing some of the common behaviors children from addiction and homes with addiction display, including poor attendance, manipulation, and erratic behaviors. One of the most troubling findings is that almost a third of responding teachers reported feeling frequently or always burned out. Given the expressed lack of preparedness teachers report, the next step in our project is to design and pilot a training module for teachers to provide additional skills and knowledge to help teachers better support children from addicted homes, better manage classroom needs, and to cope with the chronic stress the epidemic is imparting on teachers in their professional roles. We look forward to reporting the results of this pilot in the near future.